It was a cold, rainy day in East Aurora, New York, but luckily Lothlorien Therapeutic Riding Center has an indoor arena in which sessions may be hosted.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can
Julia, a thoroughbred, was slowly being escorted in preparation of going to work with guests. Leading her was Maggie Keller, Lothlorien's executive director.
A lot of our individuals that we serve here are in wheelchairs. So we mount all of our individuals on a wheelchair ramp, and perhaps this is the first time. The horse actually is the closest thing that will simulate a human's gait. So what happens is you see these individuals get on a horse, and for the first time they can feel that movement. They're free.
There were no wheelchairs this day. These special guests brought challenges tucked further inside their hearts and in their heads. These were participants of Project Odyssey, a retreat coordinated by the Wounded Warrior Project.
This is couples. It consists of a warrior and their spouses, combat veterans.
Gregory Hancock is a combat stress recovery program specialist for the Wounded Warrior Project.
There's a lot of different issues that arise as a result of post-traumatic stress and combat stress. And the spouses are dealing with a lot of burnout. These events and working with the horses also teaches some self-care and self-preservation.
The exercise was not to ride the horses, but rather to bond with them. Couples took turns entering a pen with Julia or other participating horses. The couples would separate by a few steps, and for a few moments, the humans took turns engaging in stares with the horse. It would remain that way until, quietly, one would approach the other and form a trust. Nancy Prue, an equine-facilitated learning coach, stood just a few feet away to supervise.
What we teach is when they are with the horse and they're in front of the horse, if they're in that thinking disassociated post-traumatic stress state, the horse will actually walk away from them. So what we teach them is to come back to use their body as a sensing device, to calm it, to learn to be a leader, to learn to first calm themselves and then to calm the horse, so that the relationship and the exchange can happen.
And in time, those exchanges did happen. One veteran was even able to embrace Julia and give her gentle kisses on her forehead and muzzle. Mocha also bonded well with her human clients. She even found microphones a curiosity. Lothlorien's Maggie Keller explained this was Mocha's first session.
And you know, that's why we picked her, because she's very engaging. She's very curious. So I thought she would be pretty engaging with the warriors. And you'll notice she has a lot of expression to her, for sure.
How can a horse break through where a fellow human has not? We asked Nancy Prue.
The horses are not afraid of emotion, where we are. So they actually encourage you to go into the emotion, to feel it, to not judge it. To horses, emotions are just neutral. They just feel it, get the message behind it, change something in response, and then they go back to grazing.
Among the participants was Adam Hoopengardner, a veteran from Batavia who served in the U.S. Navy aboard the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. He estimates he had seen up to 30 countries over a 10-year span, but he struggled to resettle into civilian life.
As soon as you see that they are communicating, like you learn through the program, you can read the signals and not be so afraid, and it's well worth it.
And Hoopengardner says the communication with his spouse has improved. He explained what veterans want is empathy, not sympathy.
I want understanding. And now that she's come in and heard other experiences and other similar stories and situations that she's in, along with the other spouses and dealing with their spouses.
And he definitely recommends horse therapy to his fellow veterans, but you might have to get in line behind him. Hoopengardner made it clear he intends to come back. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.